Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Isaiah chapter 25, and this is looking ahead to the new heaven and the new earth, the final eternal state after the millennium. And there's a lot to look forward to as it is expressed here in Isaiah 25. O Yahweh, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, counsels formed long ago, with perfect faithfulness. For you have made a city into a heap, a fortified town into a ruin. A palace of strangers is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, a strong people will glorify you. Towns of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a strong defense for the poor, a strong defense for the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a rainstorm against a wall, like heat in a dry land. You subdue the rumbling of strangers, like heat by the shadow of a cloud. The song of the ruthless is silenced. And what a joy that is, to have the song of the ruthless silenced, to have ruthless people silenced and destroyed. And Yahweh of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all the peoples on this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow, and refined aged wine. How about that? This is an eternal banquet. Now, this is being mentioned here in Isaiah 25, but listen to some of these passages from Matthew 8, 11, and 12. This is Jesus. I tell you, many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And again, in Matthew 22, 1 through 14, Jesus tells the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. And in Luke 14:15 through 24, there is the parable of the great banquet. And finally, in Revelation 19, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So this is quite a lavish banquet that those who come to faith in Jesus Christ will one day get to experience. There's a lot to look forward to. And on this mountain he will swallow up the covering which is over all peoples, even the veil which is stretched out over all nations. Listen to this. This is pretty cool. And he will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord Yahweh will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth, for Yahweh has spoken. And listen to that, echoes what we see in Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things passed away. How about that? No more death, no more crying, no more mourning. And listen to what it says again in Isaiah 25, verse 8, and he will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord Yahweh will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from the earth, for Yahweh has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God in whom we have hoped that he would save us. This is Yahweh in whom we have hoped. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. For the hand of Yahweh will rest on this mountain, and Moab will be trodden down in its place. A straw is trodden down in the water of a manure pile, and he will spread out his hands in the middle of it as a swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. But Yahweh will lay low his lofty pride, together with the trickery of his hands, and the unassailable fortifications of your walls he will bring down, lay low and cast to the ground, even to the dust. So as God has destroyed enemies, he's going to be preparing a banquet and putting on a banquet and wiping tears from the eyes of those who believe in him, and there will no longer be any crying or pain and no longer any death. Hallelujah. There's a lot to look forward to. So you can see that clearly John, when he was receiving that revelation from Jesus, they echoed what was being said about the end times, things prophesied many years before that God has pre-planned, even recorded here in Isaiah chapter 25. So remember, even though there's trials, even though there's difficulty, we have something to look forward to. We have a great hope. One day we're going to be banqueting with our Lord. He will be with us. He will be dwelling among us. He will be wiping away every tear, and there will no longer be any death. Hallelujah. God bless you all.